Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
It's Tuesday, October 12th. I'm Nick Roman with the afternoon edition of the LA Report from KPCC and LAist. Here are the stories we've been following today. Let's start with the Alisal fire in Santa Barbara County's Santa Ynez Mountains above Refugio State Beach. It's burnt at least 8,000 acres of timber, brush, and chaparral along the coast. The wind is fierce with some gusts up to 70 miles an hour. Lance Orozco is the news director at public radio station KCLU in Thousand Oaks. He was at Refugio State Beach earlier today.
From the very get-go, firefighters were concerned because it was so windy. They sent out initial air tankers. They ordered up a couple of air tankers and helicopters and quickly realized it was too windy for them to safely use them. And so then about 5 o'clock, the wind shifted a little bit and it basically just blew the fire down the mountainside, down to 101 near Tahiquis, which is an area that's about maybe 30 miles west of Santa Barbara. And it went all the way to the ocean, jumped Highway 101, forced 101's closure.
Lance Orozco with public radio station KCLU. He was at Refugio State Beach earlier today. And as Lance says, the 101 is closed from Goleta all the way to Highway 1 north of Gaviota State Beach. You can get around the fire on Highway 154. That will take you from Santa Barbara up around Lake Kachuma and then back to the 101 north of Buellton. Some notes about where the Alisal fire is burning. It sits inside the burn scars left by three other wildfires, the Sherpa fire in 2016 near Gaviota, the 2017 Thomas fire above Montecito in Santa Barbara, and 2017's Whittier fire south of Lake Kachuma. But where the Alisal fire is burning?
This area has not burned in over 60 years, which is remarkable. However, there are these pockets that have yet to burn.
That's Amelie Orme. She is a professor of geography and environmental studies at Cal State Northridge. She says if the wind does not ease up, the flames could run through the canyons in the Santa Ynez Mountains.
That means you're going to get fires that are trapped within the canyons. And, of course, will then be forced to move either to the south or to the east. If it were to continue being driven to the east, of course, it then will really begin to approach the community of Goleta. But we're not there yet.
The fire would have to burn miles to the east to get to Goleta. A couple more notes on the Alisal fire. Why the name? Well, because it started near Alisal Lake. That's a reservoir high in the Santa Ynez Mountains. One more fire note. The National Weather Service has already issued a fire weather watch for much of Los Angeles County on Friday. So say hello to the Santa Ana winds. We'll have winds 15 to 30 miles an hour, gusts to 45. Humidity is going to drop into the teens or even lower. Game 4, Dodgers-Giants National League Division Series. It starts a little after 6 o'clock this evening. It will not be as windy as last night when the Giants beat the Dodgers 1-0. Dodgers had a chance to tie the ball game in the bottom of the ninth when Gavin Lux crushed a pitch to left, looked like a homer. But same as a fly ball to left that Dodger outfielder Chris Taylor hit earlier, the wind knocked it down for an out. And Dodger manager Dave Roberts was left to wonder about what might have been.
I think any other night, the CT ball, the Gavin Lux ball would have been home runs, yeah.
How big a factor do you think that wind played tonight?
It was huge. It played, I mean, those two balls right there, it would have been a different outcome. But those are the elements that both teams had to play with, and you know, that's baseball.
That sound courtesy of Major League Baseball. The wind was courtesy of Mother Nature. But did the wind really make a difference in last night's ball game? Well, we called a physicist who's also a Dodger fan to get the answer. David Kagan is emeritus professor of physics at Cal State Chico. He says the homer that the Giants' Evan Longoria hit for the game's lone run left his bat at 110 miles an hour and traveled 407 feet over the left field wall. But the Dodger fly ball in the ninth that might have tied the game.
Gavin Lux, his almost home run, the heartbreaker, left the bat at 107 miles per hour, and it only traveled 369 feet.
The difference? Well, the wind had eased up a little bit when Longoria hit his fly ball, but it was blowing hard when Gavin Lux hit his. Professor Kagan says on a calm and windless night, Gavin's fly ball would have easily cleared the fence to tie the game, but it didn't. And now the Dodgers need to win tonight to stay alive in the best-of-five series. The Dodgers will send ace Walker Buehler to the mound to start the ball game, first time he's ever started on only 3 days' rest. If the Dodgers win tonight, the deciding Game 5 would be Thursday night in San Francisco. Thanks for listening to the L.A. Report. I'm Nick Roman. Join us next time for another L.A. Report.
The LAS Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAS.com/sweeps.